Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial, Jesse. Keep it locked.
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer lead credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 23rd, the Black History Month film series has its final showing at 6 p.m. in the Sergie Lee Hall. Also on Monday, Chuck's Comedy Club has Jonathan Van Hellem at 9 p.m. in the Waterfront at Hunt Union. On Tuesday, February 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergie Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's going down? It's DJ Nos for Mark Du. It's Tuesday.
That's right, the 24th. Of February, and I'm waiting for my guest. I got a special guest this morning, but while I wait, I'll continue my this episode 88, I believe, 88, approaching the 100th show, which is super crazy. While I'm waiting for our esteemed guest, I will continue my trek to play The Wall in its entirety as we lead up to performances from the SUNY Oneonta Rock Ensemble on April 16th, Hunt Union, 7 p.m., and also this, which is once again only for SUNY Oneonta faculty, staff, and students. And then on Friday, April 17th, at the Foothills PAC, which is open to the general public for that showing. But we're going to start with the happiest days of our lives and go into another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Do we need education? Well, we actually kind of do. So, we don't need no thought control.
We'll be right back. on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Keane, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manatee, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it. Vogue.
What's up? We have our guest game.
Our guest game today.
Our guest is here. Fashionably on time, as we always are in the music department. Every morning in the department, I arrive after my radio show, and I go to the office. And they're waiting for me most of the time. Is the lovely Maura Rugley.
Yo, yo, yo! What's up?
Along with Gavin. And we sit in there and chat for about, oh, I don't know, 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what we have to do, getting our work done.
It's a morning show.
It's a morning show in itself. It'd be much easier just to move the radio station up there so I can do it there. But we're here this morning, we're going to play some tunes and blab about other stuff. So here's something interesting, right? We just listened to Vogue. I put it on while you were coming in, right? What album was that on?
I can picture the cover.
Can you, though?
Yeah, it was her in the suit, right?
Her in the suit.
With the perm.
That's okay. So that is the release, right, of it.
I remember the video so well.
Of course, right. And so we all remember. So when I started collecting... not even collecting, but they're from there. For you can see the
this
is the picture, right? So we all kind of think about that Madonna with the short kind of hair, and you know what's going on. So,
Mark, tell us what the album cover looked like.
Well, here's like the single release. Look at that.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
No, of course you don't, because it wasn't on a main album.
Really?
That's right. So it was really funny because I bought the first like 6 Madonna albums, and I was like, where the hell's Vogue? I want Vogue. I love Vogue, right? So I'm like, where's the song? And I didn't realize it. It's on the album I'm Breathless, music from and inspired by the film Dick Tracy.
Yes.
Right? So there's the album cover.
Oh,
right? It's
yes.
With those two. So it's really interesting. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, where's the album cover with her with the perm on it? And and so I didn't have a copy of this because I'm not going to buy this Dick Tracy album.
Why not?
This is not good. Like the rest of
it. Was it all her?
I think so, yeah, but it's just not that good. And that movie, although it's somewhat kind of interesting, is not good.
No.
But I was really kind of saddened that I didn't have Vogue on vinyl. When I bought this huge lot of 45 recently, it came in there. I had a 45 of it, which was awesome because I was like, now I don't have to waste $10 buying this Dick Tracy album that I'm just going to look at all the time and go, this thing sucks.
But you'd have the liner notes.
But I'd have the liner notes. That's right. And that fantastic picture of Madonna to think about. Anyways. we're here. How long have you been working in the music department?
Since 2019.
Oh, that's a long time.
So that's 7 years now.
7 years. And how long have you been at SUNY Oneonta?
Since 2011.
2011.
Yeah, long time.
15 years?
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah.
Super cool. We're going to get into your life a little
bit. Oh, boy.
Everybody ready?
No!
Are we
excited to get into the life of
my sordid history.
That's right, sordid history. We'll just pick out little things. We'll talk about conception first.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Immaculate Conception.
Nobody ever wants to think about that.
Yes. Were our parents thinking about that? I don't even Am I allowed to talk about this? I don't even know. It's 8:21. I'm gonna put on a song.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be fun. I'm not gonna tell you what I'm playing, just because it's more fun this way. These are things we have talked about, or songs we have talked about in the morning. Generally, when I go in there, there's some even, you know, we're in the music department, some music pops up, but generally stupid songs pop up and we either start singing them or we listen to them or we watch a video or Gavin sings them under his breath, which is the best part. Speaking of that, I got to get Gavin back on here. Hopefully he's listening right now. But anyways, Gav.
Yo, Gav.
Yo, Gav, this one's for you, baby.
Is it the Humpty Dance?
This thing right here.
Ladies and ladies, I want you to put your drinks down, pull your thongs up, and grab the thuggest on the dance floor. And shake your.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know enough to handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots. You cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck.
We're back live. So we were just talking about, these are things I can talk about, I think so. The number of times that I've worn a thong, and I haven't. I have not worn a thong, I don't think.
You're not missing anything.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I have. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but I don't remember. doing it. That doesn't mean I didn't do it. But then it got into the conversation of if we walk around in our house without clothes on or not. And I was saying I'm kind of like a boxer shorts kind of guy. And then Maura asked, right? I said, because I have a huge window, right? So I have neighbors. Right. And whether or not that, you know, they're always outside like doing stuff. So but then it came the question if it's legal or not to do that while people can see inside your house. And I'm pretty sure it's completely legal.
I'm fairly sure it is, too.
It's an interesting thing, though. I wonder if somebody can put a complaint in if they're like, oh, by the way, my neighbor has huge windows. They live in a glass house and they're just naked
all the time.
That would be super fun. Just to construct and do just for an experiment. And this is something I would waste money on.
That would be an art project.
It's an art project. Maybe I can get a grant through the music department.
Yeah.
The sounds of nudity. That's what I'll call it. We can do an installation. This is, remember to put that on the docket for the next meeting.
Be the next artist in residence.
Let the chair know. Yeah.
He might already know.
Oh, yeah. They keep denying my request for a hot tub as well. You know, it's always the thing. Okay, wait a minute. So, conception, where were you conceived?
I'm pretty sure I was conceived in a bed.
Are you sure? Not rolling down.
I'm the last of a really big Irish Catholic family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you never know.
I don't think it happened anywhere else.
Well, this has by far turned into the naughtiest program I've ever had. Anyway.
Mark, I was born on Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Okay, what part of the island?
Suffolk County.
Suffolk.
Yeah.
That's the further Bohemia. One? That's the closest one, the closer one.
No, Suffolk is the further one.
The further one.
Yeah, it's the eastern end of Long Island.
The eastern end. Oh, where the rich people are way down at the end there.
Yeah, same county, I think.
Yeah. What's that place called down all the way at the end?
Suffolk.
No, but there's like a place. Where
are you talking about like the Hamptons?
Yeah, the Hamptons. I was called the Hamptons.
And then there's the North Shore, which is also North kind Shore. Of ritzy. There's a lot okay. of wineries up there.
Yep. Okay. Long Island. So you were born there and you mm-hmm. stayed there.
I did.
For how long?
Let's see. I moved upstate in 1994 to finish high school.
Cooperstown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. I graduated in 1995 from Cooperstown. And then after that, I was kind of all over the place. I did Ithaca for a while. I lived in Plattsburgh.
Ithaca's nice.
Ithaca's really nice. Yeah.
You lived in Ithaca for a while. I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah. About a year. I was doing a lot of raves at that point.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah. That was a lot of partying.
Was the haunt around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we were driving into Binghamton all the time to go to this place called The Bubble.
Ooh.
Which actually, Gavin and I have an intersection there because he was heading to that place also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. The Pretty Bubble. Wild.
But he was a baby.
Oh, he's
I know.
Still a baby.
I know.
Gavin will always look like four. Gavin, you're four.
Good genes, Gavin.
Good genes. I don't think you're allowed to work when you're four, Gavin.
No, Gavin.
Anyway.
He would like to put Theo to work, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put your kids to work. I'm sure he does. Okay, so Ithaca, mm-hmm. and then you came here?
No, I moved here in 2011. From Ithaca, I went back to Long Island.
Oh, you went back
to Long Island. Hustled around Long Island for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about a decade or so. Just
doing
working and having a baby.
Oh, yeah, having a baby.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
The first baby.
The first baby, yeah.
The first baby who's friends with my first baby.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, our babies.
Our babies were in the same class? No,
No, I think they're a year or maybe 2 years apart.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% younger. About that.
Well, how old is?
Maya was born in 2001.
Oh, no, same year.
Okay.
Okay.
They're the same age?
Yeah. So Ella was born July 19th, 2001.
Okay. Maya's the 22nd of December. So Maya was
so
the year
by
behind.
Oh, so by schooling. That's yeah. why. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so one year behind. So she's 25.
Maya will be 25. Oh, my God. Maya will be 25 this year.
Yeah, 25.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
That's
I know
wild.
It's really totally wild to think about that whole
that's a quarter of a century. One quarter.
That's the only way I can remember how old she is.
The only way I remember Ella's birthday is the same year as 9/11. Like, I just remember these things. Like, yeah, when it goes record, I'm like, how old, when was he born? I think it was 2013. How old is he?
He's 13. He's a year younger than Miles, isn't he?
14, 2012. When was
Miles
he?
Is 14.
Is that bad that we can't remember when anybody's born in our family? I don't think that's me. You
know, I go to the doctor's office, and they ask me the date of birth, and I have to look at them hard for a minute.
Sometimes I do it, and I go, when were you born?
What year?
When were you born? Kids.
Or how old are you now? I don't recall.
By the way, we love our children.
We do.
Very much.
We're the best parents ever.
That's correct. If you ever want any parenting advice,
don't come to us.
You know what my advice is? Whenever they start complaining and stuff like that, noise cancellation headphones. This is what I always say. You should buy yourself a pair of those headphones and just put them on. And then when your kids are talking to you, you just keep the headphones on the whole time. It's amazing. And they're just talking, and you just shake your head a little bit, and you can put some music in there, too. Like,
that they use noise-canceling headphones on us.
Well, they do it all the time. They don't care. They just want what they want, right? They're just like, oh, you're, look at that useless human being. Like, oh, wait a minute, I need something.
Right.
But let me ask that person. Boy, this is show's getting, we're ripping into it this morning.
They have money. Let me be nice to them for a minute.
My kid's home sick.
Lucky.
But he's not even sick. He just had a headache because he eats many Cheetos.
He'll pay for that later.
Best parenting ever.
Too many Cheetos.
Too many Cheetos. I let him eat the Cheetos. I'm teaching him a lesson. Okay. Speaking of, so this would be a song that I would put on if my kid kept going, I don't want to do this. That's not fair. I don't know how to do that. Right? If that my kid was doing that, you know what? I put the cancellation headphones, and I'm going to play this song. You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Jumping a Range Rover,
expanding
the horizon,
yeah.
Expanding the parameters,
expanding the rhymes of soccer MC amateur,
inaugural
Isaac Newton,
a science,
Timothy,
a Ben Franklin with a kite, a yet Nova with the key,
a rock shocking the mic of the many times, times the times table,
Rockwell to tell the spell all of the old fables,
cause I've been jumping the new science,
and I've been kicking the new canal.
And I'm seeing to a degree that you can't get in college.
Now the dregs
of the earth
and the eggs
that I eat, I got
pegs through my
hands,
airborne through my
feet, shade,
stadium, the radium,
EMD square,
kick out of the palladium.
So I think that I can't. It's the sound of science. The sound of science.
And dish you.
Waxing and milking all of your squares.
Time and money for girls covered with honey. Till I aspire to be as cunning. Killing a rock and a roll, a B-size D-cup. Order the quarter deluxe. Why don't you wake up? My mind is kind of blowing like an oil projector. How do you get out when you get the Jimmy? Protect the wind, serve it, work, and explode it. She woke up in the morning and her face was cutting. Buddy, you stunning. The man on the mic.
Do what you like. That's right, my name's Yao.
Constantly on, constantly on. The fountain views, not rubber charge. Peace is the word I've heard before. So,
move
up on the dance floor.
Cause I'm gonna die one day. Cause I'm going and going and going.
I did not sniff a coke, I only smoked a sensimila.
Well, oh, if I know, oh, if I smoke, you wanna leave a mind.
And that's take me wrong, I got science for any occasion.
Postulating to a formulating equation.
Well, change is it, it is no blizzard. Eat a chicken, kiss it with a girl named Lizzie.
Dropping science like Galileo dropped the orange.
Yo, did he drop the orange or what?
We're talking about all kinds of crazy stuff in between. Tonight, and I'm not saying any opinion on it. I'm just going to announce that there's something tonight. If you're in Oneonta and you're in and you live in the Sixth Ward, if you're in Oneonta at all, there's a meeting by the Planning Commission at Riverside Elementary School at 7 p.m. And they're going to be discussing a couple what we call hot topics. And like I said to somebody the other day, not the cool hot topic with, like, you know, the leather gloves and whatever studded collars.
Plaid pants with leather chains or metal chains on them.
Store, but it's not really. It's like a bad punk store, right?
It's a teenager store.
Yeah, it's a teenager store for goth people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goth topic.
Goth topic.
Goth topic. It's goth topic. I think I did buy a Social D shirt there like a long time ago, though, which was pretty cool. You know, the skeleton guy like smoking the cigarette.
Yeah, sometimes they have some really cute like Miyazaki stuff there.
Yeah, yeah, this stuff. I mean, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. It's like the new wave version of Spencer's in some kind of way, except for Spencer's was a little bit more risque. Was pretty
for sure.
Risque.
For sure. They had the private area in the back.
Yeah, which is so crazy because you, like, go to the mall and be like, oh, it's Spencer's. Let's go to the back. You try to, like, get into the back part. They'd be like, what
My
are you doing back
there?
My mother
wouldn't even let me go in that store.
Yeah, what are you doing back there? Spencer's. yeah, all right. My dad let me go in there. My dad, Ronald Wayne Paquette, rest his soul. My dad, we'd go to Cross Gates or whatever.
Sounds like a murderer.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. He would be like, you know, we'd all go to the mall, you know, and he would give me, you know, money to go to the arcade and to go to the KB or whatever, you know, and buy some kind of like Star Wars action figures or whatever. And then while, you know, my stepmom was shopping around with my sister, he'd be like, all right, well, we're going to Spencer's and Hooters, you know, and like.
Great dad.
totally. It's like Ronald Wayne Paquette. It was awesome. So in case you wonder where I got it from or why I'm this way, I owe it to Ron. Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
I love Ronald. That's such a great name, Ronald Wayne Paquette. I don't know.
He does sound like a serial killer.
You that or like a...
It's the two first name thing.
Yeah, Ronald Wayne. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so... it's because like John Wayne.
Yes,
Casey's probably
yes.
What I'm thinking about. But it also reminds me of like John Wayne, which is... So it always reminds me of like some kind of like, you know, Western shootout dude. But he also had a perm.
Wow.
He went to this guy, Pierre, who permed his hair.
That's impressive.
Oh, for years. That was amazing. Until he kind of started losing his hair, he would get a perm. He got a perm for like 20 years.
Wow.
It was amazing.
How often did he have that done?
A lot. I remember like going in because perms like had this certain smell to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So, you know, he would go to get it, and it takes a while.
Several hours, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. So he would like buy us like, you know, candy and soda and, like, you know, sports cards or whatever. And, you know.
Something to keep you occupied.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then, you know, the guy had, like, a TV in there, so we'd watch cartoons, yep. You know, on Saturday morning or something. We'd be watching, like, Pee-wee's Playhouse and then the A-Team or something. I don't know. Whatever, you know. But he would, you know, and it was Pierre and it was in this thing. But I just remember the chair with the thing.
What thing?
The hair dryer thing after. You know?
Oh, like the bulb that goes over your head?
Yeah, the bulb with the holes. Remember
yeah,
that thing?
Yeah.
They used to have those things everywhere. Do they still have them? No.
I know Beth doesn't have one.
No, they don't have them. But those things were awesome.
They're made differently now, too. They're not like a cup that goes over your head.
It's like the plastic thing that looked like, go in the machine. But I just remember, and it was, the inside was yellow. The chairs were yellow. And I remember that smell.
Yeah, the smell of the perm chemicals is really strong.
Yeah, it was really crazy. So probably not good for us. So, you know, we were probably...
Maybe that's why he went bald. All those chemicals on his head.
He didn't really go bald, though. I mean, he still had hair...
Or just naturally.
Just a little bit. You know, yeah, I think it was naturally falling out. We always called it the M. He had like his hair, he lost it. So it looked like a giant M on the front of his head.
M for Mark.
Yeah, right? I'd be like, look at your hair. And my sister's name, Michelle, would be like, that's for us, Dad. Look at your hair. It's mocking us or whatever, you know. I don't know. Anyways, it was very funny. My dad, Ronald Wayne, with the perm.
My mother colored her hair for years, and we thought she was a natural. Well, I thought she was a natural redhead, even if my other siblings had seen her dyeing her hair.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny the things you don't realize when you're a child, and then you grow up and you're like, oh yeah. Oh, boy. they'll probably say the same thing about us.
Totally.
Anyways. Oh, there's a meeting about the Planning Commission.
Off topic, Mark.
I don't even know how it got there. Anyways, it's at Riverside at 7 p.m. And, oh, because, there's a bunch of, once again, hot topics. That's how it got there. Hot topics.
Circle is closed.
Yeah, and it's about the proposal for an RSS housing project there. There's also something about the armed forces there. If you are into any kind of, S&M or something, I would highly recommend going because it's going to be a brutal experience. No, I feel, it's going to be crazy. Might be a chair fight. It's an interesting topic because, it's a thing where, like, it's split on what people think and so forth. But anyway, it's important to kind of pay attention to these things and kind of go. If you live in the Sixth Ward, it's somewhat important. If you don't live in the Sixth Ward in Oneonta, it might be fun just to watch as an observer from the outside and see what's going down.
At the same time, if
you have a child who's going on the Grand Canyon trip, you can join me in the, I believe, either the library or the cafeteria. Cafeteria of the middle school, and
we'll
be having a very long meeting about how they won't lose your child when we go to, or maybe they will. When they go to the Grand,
they assume no responsibility.
They assume no responsibility. Yeah, the Grand Canyon trip. Oh man, this is a crazy show. I'm surprised I haven't got any phone calls yet.
Surprised Gavin hasn't called.
Be like, oh, why don't you take my kids to the Grand Canyon?
No, the Grand Canyon trip is an amazing experience for the middle schoolers. It's how I lost Maya, honestly. They let Maya go to the Grand Canyon in eighth grade. She went, she came back, and she thought about it all the time.
It's how you have and then she left. How I lost my child.
In more ways than one.
By what's her face? Beverly Cleary, right? Or whatever, who wrote did she write Are You There, God? Who was that? Was that Beverly Cleary? No. She wrote Ramona, right?
Yeah, Ramona Quimby.
Age 8.
Judy Blume.
How I Lost My Child to the Grand Canyon. I could see the book cover.
It's a child falling off the cliff.
And you're waving. And just the parents waving, right? Like later. Or some parents high-fiving in the background or something. God, it's terrible.
Finally.
Oh, you're the worst guest ever.
Worst. I'm the worst. I think I just gave you more ADHD than you already have.
That's right. I 100% agree. But anyways, you can go to that meeting, or you could just say, I'm going to stay home and play it safe.
Because
it's cold out. It shouldn't. It was warm, and now it's cold, now it's warm. Now, at least we're not in New York City, which is under duress because of
snow. But they're building so many snowmen.
They are.
And snow ladies.
They are.
And snow people.
That's right.
All sorts of snow items.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
I'm so done with snow.
I talked to Ella, who's my daughter, and she lives in Manhattan. And she was saying they just hunkered down.
Yeah.
They're hunkered down the city having a grand old time.
The thing about the city is some of those, the corner stores don't close.
That's right.
So you still have the option to get what you need.
You can bodega and go get a Lucy.
Yeah.
Get
your bread, get your milk.
Do they still call those Lucys?
I don't even know.
It was like a single cigarette.
No idea.
Remember those?
Yeah.
You could buy them for like a quarter or something. There used to be this dude outside a bar in Potsdam when I went there, outside of this bar, Backstreets, who would sell, I think there were 10 cent Lucy's.
They didn't have a cigarette machine?
They did. You know, there were cigarettes everywhere. We had a hustle going on in my dorm room, too, which was awesome.
For cigarettes?
So basically what happened, that and Canadian beer. So this is completely legal, but I'll just say it anyways. It doesn't really matter, right? I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying what I did. My roommate, when I went there, I was 18. He was 22. He was like a super senior because I went for I signed up late to go to school there. It was like a late admission kind of thing. So I went in.
So they housed you with someone that was 22?
They housed me in like a senior dorm.
Oh, wow.
Or part of a senior dorm. Some of it wasn't that, but it was a weird spot. I was in a weird spot. Chris Pugley, that was his name.
Chris Pugley, are you out there? Are you listening?
Chris Pugley. He was in a frat, too. So he was kind of crazy, and I was, you know, I was a crazy 18-year-old. So, like, anyways, Canada was really close. Mm-hmm. So they had all these reservations that you could go to and get really cheap stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know those big, like, cooler things that they would have in, like, the store that would have, like, Gatorade in them in, like, in a center aisle?
Yeah.
And they would have ice in them, and you'd take the thing out, whatever. Well, he had one, and it was, like, a Labatt's one, right? And we had it in the dorm. And he would buy, he'd go over the border and buy cases and cases of Labatt Blue Ice.
Wow.
Right? Because
I remember
it was
Labatt Blue Ice.
It was duty-free, mm-hmm. right? And then also cartons of cigarettes were, like, $10.
Oh, it was cheaper to buy them in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you'd buy Marlboros and Camels.
Oh,
and
but he's going to the reservation.
He's going to the reservation.
In
and
Canada
the Camels at that
those.
Point were like, buy one, get one free to like the special golds. So he would come back money. And we would, and people would be coming in and out of our dorm buying these things. We'd make so much money.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
We had a racket going on.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
That's a lot of traffic. Because I bet there were a lot of people coming to see you.
You know, in 1994, one of those years, more or less every 18-year-old drank.
Yeah.
Like, everybody drank. There wasn't like, oh, I don't really drink. I mean, which is not good or bad. It just is what it was. Mm-hmm. So everybody was like puffing the green. That was pretty big.
Sensimilla.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody was drinking.
Uh-huh.
Not legally or legally.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, it was very rare that somebody, you could just walk down this, you could be like, hey, I got a cigarette. You know, people are just smoking everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And they always had these deals. Like, oh, buy one, get one. Free. Mm-hmm. Like, they always had these, like, double pack things. That was the early night. It was the big thing, you know, to try out the new cigarette.
Camel Cash.
Yeah, they had, you know, they're like, oh, by the Marlboro Miles. I think we talked about it. I got that jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I made, my mom wouldn't sign the check, so my dad did it, because I had to send a check for shipping and handling, along with like 4,000 cutout miles from the, you know,
was 4,000 packs of cigarettes.
I smoked like $10,000 worth of cigarettes in order to get like a $40 jacket, you know, but you had to cut the miles out and send in, but you had to send a check. My dad was fine. We also had a smoking section in school, and he signed off on that, so I could smoke with the teachers.
Oh, you needed a permission?
We needed permission. You could smoke. It was fine, but as long as your parents signed off on it.
Connecticut High School had a thoroughfare between two buildings that you could smoke in.
That's awesome.
I can't remember what that was called. It had a particular name. But it was between two buildings and underneath the second story.
And everybody would just go run after class.
Yeah.
And go in there like,
yeah, the 3 minutes.
And then you just smelled like cigarettes in the classroom. Like, everybody
Well, you know, if you smoke cigarettes, you don't smell it, so.
That's true.
Nobody was the wiser.
You could smoke anywhere. It was crazy.
They were smoking in bathrooms.
We were smoking everywhere. Everything smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah.
I just.
The world was giant.
And it's funny,
cigarette.
I don't smoke anymore, so I smell it, and it makes me kind of eh. Like, it makes my stomach hurt a little mm-hmm. bit. At the same time, I slightly miss it.
Yeah.
I miss smoking a cigarette. I'm like doing this right now. I miss smoking.
You want a crayon?
Yeah, you want a crayon? Like, yeah.
That's what I do with my fingers.
Yeah. Oh. I play guitar. Crayon over you. I do miss. I do miss it a little bit.
Start biting your nails.
What was I going to play?
Was it more Beastie Boys?
Oh, no. I have a song for us. I'm going to play a song. And then we'll. It's a fun one. You'll like it.
Of course, I will.
Yeah. This is. I'm playing good stuff. We're almost out of time, anyways. Isn't that crazy?
Already?
No, it's 8:49.
This is what happens in the office too.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, oh, I have to actually go to work, and then we get all grumpy because we actually have to go to work. We're like, oh god, I got state time.
No work. Only play.
Only play. Yeah. I mean, we actually do work though.
We work very hard.
We work very hard. We do. And people say, oh, look, you're just screwing around all the time.
Well, that's because they walk by my office and they see us having fun.
That's right. But most of the time, we're even doing stuff while we're in there. Like, mm-hmm. we're trying to figure things out. Music is people cannot get mad that we decided to choose to be in a building and department that's actually fun. So people can't get mad at that. They're like, oh, man, it seems like fun over there. I was like, yeah, I'm not in the mathematics department. I mean, no, hey, math, you're awesome. Don't
we
get
love
me
you,
wrong.
Toka.
We love you so much. But if I was going to say, oh, okay, let me see what my interpretation of fun is. Like, I wouldn't draw a picture of a mathematician.
Correct.
Probably. I'd draw a picture of, like, some rock and roll show and a party. And what's going on over there? What'd you draw?
Abstract.
Abstract art. Right? Something going on. Like, oh, good, there's crayons over here. Oh, look, there's some guitar picks.
No, I went right for the crayons, too. This is amazing.
Oh, look, there's an inflatable horse in that guy's office. Like, this is what I would do, right? I'd be like, oh, that's cool. That's fun. People like creating stuff. And once again,
it's a very creative building.
It's a creative thing. So we're always having a good time. People are like, oh, you guys are always having a good time. But you know what the trade-off is? We don't make any money. So, you know, it's
fine. Speak for yourself. I make big bucks. Lies. Mark's face.
Yeah, we don't make any money. So, but you know what? We're having a damn good time. And here we go. Here's another awesome song that I'm going to play.
Awesome. Awesome song.
I don't even...
your lab and spends a load of cash. I got the honey screaming, what a man. Cause I'm flipping your Oreo, eating the cream and stuff on
it. Well, I really ain't got nothing to say, but let me break it down to you anyway. You put a pride, so stop it. You're making me blush even, baby. Cause think of those how to love his lady.
Rough neck, big up, my man.
niggas don't sleep in intelligent, dude. And his mind's broke down. Sometimes he gets rude, but he will break it down, down to the bone. That's how we like to do it. Nice and slow, and he will run right through it. My daddy knows just how I like it. Smack it up, lick it, but baby, don't bite it. I love my man, uh-huh, word is born. He keeps it on until the break of dawn. Yeah. I got it.
All right, that was awesome.
Love me some salt and pepper.
That's right, salt and pepper, y'all.
Salt and pepper.
Okay, so it is just about time to wrap this thing up. Tomorrow, you know who I have on tomorrow?
Who's on tomorrow, Mark?
Somebody that you love.
I love a lot of people.
This is true. Who do you love? Name three townspeople that you love.
Three townspeople that I love.
And see if it's one of them.
Okay. Number one is you.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll be here. You win the grand prize.
Let's see. Another townsperson that I love.
Townspeople that we love.
Part one.
This is episode
Hope.
One.
I love Hope.
Hope. It's not Hope, but we love Hope. I got to get Hope on here. Hope needs to come on here. Kato.
Hope. Do it.
Yeah, also, by the way, and I'll say this quick, Saturday is Chili Bowl.
That's already?
Yeah, Chili Bowl. Well, it normally is Super Bowl Sunday, but they switched, so it's a little late this year, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, Chili Bowl is Saturday, I think 12. Go on the Kato website, Cano, Oniana, and go check it out. But it's this I know Will Rivera and Butterman are both being judges. I run the judges thing up there, so it's kind of fun. Chili Bowl. Okay, Hope, there's two.
Oh, and you said Butterman.
Do you love Butterman?
Yeah. I've known that family for a really long time.
And Butterman, who's also a very, very lovable human being.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he's got a twin brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
They look really, really similar. And he has fooled me more than once. With his twin brother.
That's crazy. okay, so with all that being said, none of those are the correct answer.
Oh, darn.
But I do have the infamous and well-loved Jeff Doyle on.
Oh, my God.
Everybody loves the Jeff Doyle.
Jeff, I'm sorry I didn't think of you.
Jeff Doyle will be on tomorrow talking all things Foothills, PAC, and other things. Because Jeff Doyle and I go way back. So we'll be talking about all kinds of funny. It should be a funny interview if you're into funny. Check it out, What's in Your Pocket, tomorrow morning. Hump Day. It's not only that, but it's Hump Day as well.
Talk to me, baby.
That's right, with me and Jeff Doyle. So, rock and roll, everybody. We love you. Sign off. We are looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And rock and roll, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
I could find another way, though. And I know if it's the right time, I could run the other way, so... I will picture it in my mind. Drop down, hear the sun go. Now I'm watching from the sideline. Bump your head and you should be mindful. But I know that it's a fine line. Sometimes remember when you call me your name. At night, you call and beg me for more. Oh.
American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems. turning great ideas into